Good morning, Harvest Church. My name is Stephen Cho, and I am a graduating senior at Timber Creek High School. Though I was born into this church, I moved to South Korea when I was in elementary school due to my dad's new work assignment. But God brought me back to Harvest after finishing my middle school years in South Korea. My first impression back at Harvest was great. I knew that as a new high school student coming from a foreign country, I had to belong somewhere and find community, which Harvest provided for me. The value of belonging was something that I never knew I needed so desperately. Becoming a member of Harvest means so much to me, not only because this is where I spent most of my time, but also because Harvest helped me to know Christ's love for me and to realize the gifts that he had given to me that I could offer back. During the summer of 2020, I had quarantined for 5 dreadful weeks after contracting COVID-19. I was so drained in all aspects of my health and had no motivation for anything. I felt lonely and isolated while seeing everyone else hanging out while I was stuck at home. After hitting this low point in my life, I felt that God was calling me to come back to him. I decided to take 40 days to fast from worldly things. Instead of listening to secular music and playing games all day, I replaced those things with listening to worship music, staying in the Word, and practicing playing the drums. Those were the ways that I expressed my worship to God. Due to COVID restrictions, Harvest Youth Ministry's small groups moved online, and I had the opportunity to serve as a small group leader. Soon after, I had the honor of becoming a youth praise team leader. I remember eagerly looking forward to the first praise and prayer night when we regathered in July of 2020. The longing for both community and more of God had built a hunger in me for that day. Throughout 2020 and 2021, SNF and Sundays became the highlight of my week, especially after attending online school my senior year. Since then, my love for Christ and our church only grew, not only for youth ministry, but also for Harvest as a whole. I value the intergenerational relationships Harvest has, not only because the older brothers I hang out with pay for my lunch or dinner, but because of them lovingly serving me, I feel like I am being refueled instead of being burnt out while serving. The older folks at Harvest have encouraged me to see the joy of serving the Lord and his church as I grow older. Harvest was able to help me realize what God has called me to do for my senior year and beyond as I enter my college years. Through people like Josiah, my senior class and teachers, I was able to grow more in Christ and learn that this journey of life isn't meant to go through alone. I believe that God wants his kingdom to invade the earth, and Harvest helped me realize that. That it is possible through the people and community here. My gifts were treasured here, and I was truly able to find a place that accepted me for who I was. They showed me that I shouldn't lean on the crutches of this world. When you break your leg, crutches can temporarily help you, but they don't teach you to walk. You learn to walk through physical therapy. In my case, the community at Harvest has been my physical therapy, training me to walk for Christ. As I serve faithfully, I need Harvest to continue to teach me how to grow and navigate through life. Growing up, I did not always get the emotional comfort that I desired from my parents. I constantly sought out groups that would accept me. I have found it here. Serving and constantly going out to church helped me break free from my emotional prison to live in joy. As I become a member of Harvest, I would love to serve on the Sunday worship team and be a youth teacher or helper to invest into the next generation of young men and women to make disciples of Christ. Through Harvest, I was able to realize that God did not call me to be important, but to be faithful. I want to be faithful to God because he has been so faithful to me in my dark season of COVID and in every season of my life. Instead of well done, good and important servant, I hope for God to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I believe that if I am faithful, God will make what I do important. Thank you for listening to my testimony.